Welcome back to Wish Education, where we will dive into issues surrounding women's health, gender equality, and political reform. I'm your host, Sook Mun, and today we're examining the Menstrual Equality for All Act of 2021. While this legislation aims to increase accessibility and affordability of menstrual products, it has not been without criticism. Let's start with a brief overview of what the Menstrual Equality for All Act of 2021 entails. Introduced by Congresswoman Grace Meng of New York, the Act seeks to address period poverty by providing free menstrual products in various settings, including public schools, federal buildings, and detention facilities. It also encourages employers with more than 100 employees to provide free products and allows homeless assistant providers to allocate funding for menstrual products. The goal here is to ensure that all people who menstruate, particularly those in low-income communities, incarcerated individuals, and students, have access to the products they need without the burden of cost. Period poverty is a significant issue in the United States. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, studies indicated that 4 out of 5 students knew someone who missed school due to difficulties in obtaining menstrual products. Furthermore, nearly half of Black and Hispanic students struggle to access period products, compared to the 28% of their white peers. Supporters of the Menstrual Equality Act believe that this legislation will help to decrease the stigma surrounding menstruation. By providing free products in schools, the Act creates a vital opportunity for conversations about menstruation, reproductive health, and hygiene in education classes. For example, a study conducted in Hawaii found that making free menstrual products available in school bathrooms increased student confidence and allowed students to focus more on the education. However, despite the Act's good intentions, critics argue that it falls short in addressing period poverty comprehensively. One major point of contention is the implementation of the Act is left up to individual states. This means that menstrual insecurity and access of products will not be uniformly addressed across the country. Critics argue that school districts, detention facilities, and homeless shelters with more funding will benefit disproportionately, while communities facing higher concentrations of poverty may not be consistent access to these essential products. Furthermore, the Act does not ensure that government assistance programs will cover the cost of menstrual products. This leaves those most in need, individuals depending on government housing, food assistance, and income support, at a disadvantage. Many believe that without a reliable source of funding for menstrual products, low-income communities will continue to face significant barriers. In conclusion, while the Menstrual Equality for All Act of 2021 is essential stepping forward addressing period poverty and promoting menstrual equality, it is clear that there are significant concerns that need to be addressed. By leaving implementation to individual states and lacking a solid funding mechanism, the Act may not achieve its intended goals. Continued dialogue around these criticisms is vital to ensure that the needs of all individuals who menstruate are met. Thanks for tuning in to Wish Education. If you found this episode informative, please subscribe and leave us a review. Join us next time as we continue to explore the policies shaping gender equality and healthcare reform. Stay informed, stay empowered. Thank you.